An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales, Book 1, Chapter 14. Meditation 6, On Judgment. Preparation. Place yourself in the presence of God. Entreat Him to inspire you. Reflections. At the end of the time appointed by God for the world to last, and after many signs and terrible wonders, which shall fill all men with fear and terror, a deluge of fire will come and consume the whole earth, sparing nothing of all that we behold. After this fiery deluge and fervent heat, all men, except those already risen, shall rise up from their graves, and at the archangel's summons appear in the valley of Josaphat. But there will be a great difference amongst them, for the bodies of some will be glorious and shining, those of others horrible and vile. Consider the majesty in which the Sovereign Judge will appear, surrounded by all the saints and angels, and with his cross shining brighter than the sun, symbol of grace to the good and of condemnation to the wicked. This Sovereign Judge, by his omnipotent decree, will in an instant separate the good from the bad, placing the good on his right hand, the others on his left. An eternal separation, after which the two companies will never meet again. After this separation, all consciences shall be laid bare, and the wickedness of the bad will be clearly seen, and how they have despised God. As will the penitence of the good, and the results of God's grace working in them. For then nothing shall be hid. Oh, my God, how great will be the confusion of the one, and the bliss of the others. Consider the final sentence given to the bad. Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Weigh well these most weighty words. Depart. It is a sentence of final abandonment which God speaks, banishing them forever from his presence. He calls them cursed. Oh, my soul, what a malediction! A malediction comprising all woes, irrevocable for all time and eternity, and into everlasting fire. Contemplate, my soul, this eternity. Oh, eternal eternity of woe! How fearful you are! Consider the opposite sentence of the good. Come, says the judge, O blessed word of salvation, by which God draws us to himself and receives us within the circle of his grace. Come, you blessed of my Father. O benediction above all benedictions. Possess the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. My God, what grace! For that kingdom has no end. Affections and resolutions. Tremble O my soul, at this thought. My God, who shall support me at that day when the very heavens shall pass away? Abhor your sins, which alone can destroy you at that fearful day. Let me judge myself now, that I not be judged then. Let me examine my conscience and condemn myself. Let me accuse and correct myself, that the judge may not condemn me on that dreadful day. Let me then hasten to make confession and adopt the needful remedies. Conclusion. Thank God, who has given you the means of being secure on that day, and the time for repentance. Offer him your heart in penitence, and beseech him to give you grace to repent worthily. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Make your bouquet of thoughts. End of chapter 14.